Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
It does reduce inflation. 40% of inflation is fueled by fossil fuels.
No new taxes on families making more than, no new taxes on families making less than $400,000 or under.
The inflation data in July was 0.0. So we are seeing inflation decrease.
That people have every single day. Inflation is like a theoretical word that economists use.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 369.
All right, day 369. It actually was 1 year ago today, August 18, 2021, 3 days after the Taliban seized the capital of Kabul and forced the U.S. embassy to evacuate. Biden telling Georgi Stephanopoulos the U.S. military would stay in Afghanistan until all Americans and Afghan allies were evacuated.
Are you committed to making sure that the troops stay until every American who wants to be out is out?
Yes.
So Americans should understand that troops might have to be there beyond August 31st.
No, Americans should understand that we're going to try to get it done before August 31st.
But if we don't, the troops will stay.
If we don't, we'll determine at the time who's left.
And
if there are American forces, if there's American citizens left, we're going to stay till we get them all out.
Oh, are you committed to making sure that the troops stay until every American who wants to be out is out? Yes, Biden responds. The commitment holds to get everyone out. In fact, we can get everyone out that should come out. Yeah, well, guess what happens? A congressional investigation has come out about this. And it turns out, according to this investigation by House and Republicans, more than 1,000 Americans were abandoned by Joe in Afghanistan. And we know because since that time, Joe Biden's handpicked ambassador to Afghanistan decided to take a 2-month vacation just as Taliban forces began to conquer the country. Anyway, in a 2-page summary of Congressman Michael McCaul's 115-page report, Republicans on the panel noted the White House repeatedly said about 100 Americans were left behind after the last U.S. troops departed Kabul on August 31st, 2021. However, they added the State Department has evacuated more than 800 U.S. citizens since that date. In addition, outside veterans groups have evacuated several more hundred, meaning well over 1,000 Americans abandoned in the country. And even Winken Blinken admits today that there are hundreds of Americans there. And we're not even talking about the thousands with green cards. They just lie through their teeth. That's what they're good at. That's what they do. Got to give a tip of the hat to Governor Ron DeSantis today. They just found, in fact, voter fraud that went on inside of the state of Florida. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll tell you more about that. And anyway, but I want to first start with the news of the day. There was this hearing today, this Florida magistrate, the one that was not approved by the Senate, but just the magistrate that was used by Merrick Garland, who authorized going to this particular judge who on social media trashing Donald Trump, who even recused himself from a case previously involving Donald Trump and a guy that donated to Barack Obama. Anyway, he has ordered now the Department of Justice to redact portions of the Mar-a-Lago raid affidavit that it believes would compromise their investigation and release the unredacted version. Now, this seems like it would give, you know, the lie to Biden's DOJ's claim that releasing any information from the affidavit would compromise their investigation. Because if you go back, I mean, they were fighting tooth and nail about not releasing anything. They filed the motion on Monday and said if disclosed, the affidavit will serve as a roadmap to the government's ongoing investigation, providing specific details about its direction and likely course in a manner that is highly likely to compromise future investigative steps, according to the DOJ. They don't want the affidavit released. The affidavit is what did they present to this biased judge that he signed off on to allow the raid of a former president's residence? And the fact that this investigation implicates highly classified materials further underscores the need to protect the integrity of the investigation, exacerbating the potential for harm if information is disclosed to the public prematurely or improperly. The DOJ filing goes on to say the investigation pertains to national security and releasing the affidavit could interfere with their efforts to secure cooperation of interviewed witnesses. So this is getting fairly interesting. So now, ruling from the bench, the judge that donates to Obama hates Trump and had previously recused himself in a Trump case. He actually said there are portions of the affidavit that could presumptively be unsealed. Whether those portions would be meaningful for the public or the media, he added, was not for him to decide. So his decision struck a middle ground, if you will, between the Justice Department, which wanted to keep the entire affidavit under wraps, and their investigation into President Trump's handling of classified documents to continue, and news organizations that requested it be released. So he's between a rock and a hard place. So what he really came up with is a way that, okay, you guys take out what you want to take out and then release the rest to the American people. That's not how it should be done, because you know the Department of Justice is going to think almost everything in the affidavit is worthy of redaction, so they're not going to give us anything out of this. The judge, he should be the one. He's the one that signed this order. He should be the one that does the redacting. Now, you can do it in consultation with both sides, but that's what should happen. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN. Other Trump news, the witch hunts never stop. So you have this Trump chief financial officer admitting to 15 felonies. It's related to $1.7 million in perks that he didn't file on his taxes. All right, process crime. By the way, I tell everybody, pay your taxes. They're after you. Now they're going to have 87,000 more agents, so you're all going to get the Hannity treatment. Get ready. It's not fun. Make sure you dot every I, cross every T. In my case, I hired not one but two accounting firms and a law firm to go over it independently and then, you know, give me the okay and the sign off to say okay. And then I'll get at least five calls in the course of the process. Well, you can definitely, you know, this is legal. It's a definite deduction, but they may question it. And I usually say pay it. Because if I don't pay them, I'm going to be paying the lawyers and wasting my time. Anyway, so he'll get 5 months in jail at Rikers, it looks like, and 5 years probation. They're trying to say that he flipped, and yet there is absolutely nothing that indicates in any way, shape, manner, or form. As a matter of fact, just the opposite. He's not going to be testifying against Donald Trump the way they wanted him to. And that's what they were saying. It has to do with, I guess, company cars, a company apartment, and monies that were given to the guy so his grandkids could go to school. And in New York, if you send your kid to school, it basically means you have to be a wealthy millionaire. It's ridiculous. The prices and the competition to get into private schools in New York, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, you're literally preparing your 3-4-year-olds for interviews to get into nursery school. That's how sick it gets in New York. It's insane. But I'm sure they will try to make a bigger deal of this than it is and try to bring in the family, but it doesn't really matter. By the way, President Trump sharing a social media, his declassification memorandum about, quote, materials related to FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation. So apparently he put that out today. Now, that's interesting because that probably, you know, there has been a couple of theories out there that maybe the FBI wanted to get some of those materials and say that they weren't declassified. This is going to get interesting. It's not going to go down exactly the way the DOJ thinks it's going to go down. They did not expect all the negative pushback that they got on this raid of a former president. I'm telling you, they didn't expect it. And it took them days to get their footing, and that's when they leaked to the Washington Post. It might have to do with nuclear something nuclear, to scare everybody, to create some form of justification for a raid of a former president's home, which had never happened before. So they're beginning now also to leak more and more so that they can get better traction on public opinion regarding this. And according to the Biden DOJ, the American people can't be told under any circumstances about any evidence that they're claiming justified the raid of the president's home at Mar-a-Lago. We're not even allowed to know what crime the president's being accused of. Just this broad sweeping espionage act from 1917 with specific, and we've gone over all the specific clauses that they cited in their warrant. Now, meanwhile, the FBI investigators, along with their super secret bosses of the DOJ, they said, Merrick Garland said that day, I'll do our talking and our filings in a court of law. Well, it seems like they're leaking like a sieve. We now have had that Trump was hiding nuclear secrets leak that went to the Washington Post. That was also leaked to Newsweek. Officials have direct knowledge of the FBI's deliberations, were granted anonymity in order to discuss sensitive matters. This is exactly what they did during the whole Trump-Russia collusion lie. We've had the, you know, Trump is lying about his passports being stolen. Nora O'Donnell, fake news, CBS. That turned out to be completely wrong, and they had to return the president's passports. Then we had, you know, Merrick Garland didn't approve the raid claim, again, to Newsweek, leaked by a senior Justice Department source. Nobody ever gives their name. You know what that means? That's them leaking so that they're running a PR campaign to justify what they did. So secret sources, anonymous sources, unnamed sources, it's all a game that they're playing. NBC News say more than a week after they searched the president's Florida residents, FBI agents are still sifting through the seized documents. Two law enforcement officials briefed on the matter told NBC News. I thought Merrick Garland was going to do all his talking in court. The FBI's filter team, a group of agents independent of the overall investigation, is tasked with separating out documents that are covered by attorney-client privilege and material deemed not relevant to the probe. Records deemed relevant are turned over to investigating agents, while those that are not relevant will be returned to President Trump. The officials who spoke to NBC News said it was the filter team that determined that Trump's passports, which he claimed the agents stole during the search, were considered not relevant and returned them to him. I mean, what is their justification? Because they're going to make one up at the end of the day. And in August 17th, that's yesterday, letter to the FBI Director Christopher Wray, Senator Charles Grassley demanded an accounting for the alleged political bias influencing all these high-level investigations, particularly out of the FBI's Washington, D.C. office. Starting in May 31st of 2022, I have written three letters to you regarding political bias that has infected the FBI's Washington field office. He said two of those letters provided specific, credible allegations based on numerous whistleblowers that have approached my office with information that one can only conclude is indicative of a deeply rooted political infection that has spread to investigative activity into former President Trump and Hunter Biden. Then Grassley goes on to claim that the FBI approved investigative activity into the Trump campaign with questionable predication while choosing to shut down investigative activity and sources, which included verified and verifiable information related to Hunter Biden. And by the way, that would include the big guy, Joe Biden. In a July 18th letter to Ray, the attorney and Attorney General Merrick Garland, Grassley said FBI whistleblowers allege a pattern of political bias from high ranking officials, including the assistant special agents in charge. And he names the person. According to Grassley, the whistleblowers say the DOJ and FBI employees must follow strict, substantial, factual predication guidelines in order to open an investigation, and that, in fact, they did not follow these guidelines. Grassley said the whistleblower had indicated that this guy, along with others who serve in the election crimes branch of the DOJ public integrity section, were at the center of an ongoing investigation into Trump's campaign, and Grassley wrote that he has previously investigated them for misconduct. And Grassley is seeking a comprehensive organizational breakdown of the Washington field office to see how it is staffed, who's responsible for the units. That's the real interesting question. Because we already know the FBI has been weaponized and politicized by the upper echelon. You know, using Hillary's dirty dossier, lying to FISA courts, the stuff that everyone got away with. You know, we won't let that happen. We're going to stop him. A presidential candidate? We have an insurance policy? Sound familiar? Hey, with each mortgage-free home, our friends at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they deliver on their promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices America's heroes have made for us, people that risk their lives for our country, our communities. They all need our help. Now, that's Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young kids, our nation's most catastrophically injured first responders and vets, and even our homeless service members. Now, U.S. Marine Corps Corporal Christopher Greer was a firefighter and an EMT in Ashland City, Tennessee, when he was deployed to Afghanistan. He was 25 years old, and he gave his life serving this great country of ours. Corporal Greer was survived by his wife, Stacy, their two children, and Tunnel to Towers paid off the Greer's family mortgage. All of this is only possible because of our generosity and support. We're talking about two Starbucks a month, $11 a month. If we all give that much money, we can take care of every Gold Star family, every fallen responder, every severely injured, either troop or first responder. Now go to their website, the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, the letter T, number two, letter T.org.
Stations all across America, and we can't thank you enough for being here every day to make that possible. You're on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, as we roll along, 800-941-SEAN, our number. A majority of voters agree Joe Biden is using the FBI, quote, as his personal Gestapo. Not my words. I'm reading from the Washington Examiner. This is a poll from Rasmussen. A lot of polls I don't trust. Rasmussen does a pretty good job. Anyway, the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago has now increased the percentage who believe that President Joe Biden is using the G-Men, FBI agents, as his personal Gestapo. That's the latest Rasmussen report survey. 53% of likely voters agreed, quote, there is a group of politicized thugs at the top of the FBI that are using the FBI as Joe's personal Gestapo. Wow. Now, I do want to make a point here. There are so many good people in law enforcement. Don't become like the left. If there's one bad apple cop, you don't, you know, defund and dismantle police departments. We know how that ends badly. It's the same with the FBI. Find the bad apples, those that abuse power, and except maybe this time hold them accountable because they didn't do it with the Russia collusion conspiracy theory hoax.
Them accountable. Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
I'm 25 to the top of the hour, so I just mentioned the Rasmussen poll after the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. It has increased the percentage of people, according to Rasmussen, that believe Joe Biden is using the G-men as his, quote, personal Gestapo. Look, I personally wouldn't use that term. However, and there's a lot of nuance to this, and you've got to pay attention. You know, one of the things that I cannot stand about the left is they use their broad, sweeping generalizations. Every election year, Republicans, racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, now transphobic, dirty air, water, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So, or, you know, all the attacks, we got to defund the police because we had one bad cop in the case of George Floyd, and look at what the ramifications have been. Defund, dismantle, no bail laws, and you have rising murder rates in all these blue states, all these deep blue cities run by liberal Democrats for decades. Now, we have more than any other show chronicled abuse of the upper echelon of the FBI as it relates to Hillary Clinton, her email server, 33,000 emails. They even admit she committed crimes, but they did nothing. They didn't raid her house. Then she pays for a dirty dossier. The FBI is warned not to use it. It's political and it's not verified, but they lie before a FISA judge so they can backdoor spy on the Trump campaign and later the Trump presidency. The problem is nobody ultimately gets held responsible. And it's sort of like the conversation with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. He's not going to win, is he? We'll stop that. It's not the role of a high-ranking FBI official to stop the American people from voting for the candidate of their choice and then say, we've got, that's why we like your plan that you laid out in Andy's office, but, you know, it's like you need an insurance policy and the rare case that you might die at the age of 40, an insurance policy. So the FBI decides this guy, we don't like him. We're not going to let him be president. These top people at the FBI. And the problem is we haven't held them accountable. And this is what the American people see. Now we know that the FBI has had Hunter Biden's laptop and we know the contents of that laptop, a lot of the contents. And we know that there's evidence, prima facie evidence of multiple crimes committed on that laptop. We also know that laptop implicates the president of the United States, Joe Biden himself. And people see, oh, so they'll raid Mar-a-Lago and Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, every top Democrat, every FBI that agent that lied to FISA courts and didn't take the admonition of even people within their own ranks not to use the information, then they got a free... They escape by. If any of you lie to a FISA court, I promise you, if you lie to a judge, you're going to jail. That's what happens. But not if you're a Democrat. So Americans, with a sense of fairness, now with all this new information about Senator Grassley and the letters to Christopher Wray and the letters to Merrick Garland demanding accountability for political bias, influencing high-level investigations, especially out of the FBI's Washington, D.C. office, you know, why would we expect, somehow we think that the FBI, who was not held accountable after they got away with everything with Operation Crossfire Hurricane, that they changed? They didn't change. You know, it's, and now all these leaks from the White House, President Trump sharing on social media on his platform the declassification memorandum of materials related to the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation. You know, did they fear that maybe Donald Trump had those documents at Mar-a-Lago? Could that have been an ulterior motive to get in there and get them? You know, it is ABC's now reporting that weeks after the raid, that you have people vowing to publish damaging documents about the FBI's Russiagate investigation stored at the National Archives. I don't know whether they have them. I don't know whether, in fact, they've been given access to it. I have no idea. But it would be interesting, you know, this whole battle of a president has pretty broad powers in terms of declassification. And there's no, I'm not getting any straight answer in terms of the actual process that needs to be used. It seems like the president has the authority to declassify anything that he wants. Anyway, the DOJ claims they can't reveal details from the Mar-a-Lago affidavit because it would compromise the investigation's whistleblowers. Meanwhile, we know plenty about the claims from 14 Grassley and Ron Johnson FBI whistleblowers. So you got Joe Biden's media protection squad, just like they had the candidate protection program, claiming that the Florida magistrate had no way of complying with demands to unseal the affidavit without exposing the whistleblowers involved and compromising the investigation. I'm sure that's going to be redacted. Why is he given the full power and authority of redaction to the DOJ? Why don't Trump attorneys get a say in that as well? And why don't they argue it behind closed doors in front of the Obama donating, Trump hating judge that issued the warrant in the first place? Anyway, the excuse they say is it prevents the FBI from releasing even a redacted version of the affidavit, which would explain what crimes they claim Donald Trump committed that warranted FBI agents to raid his home. And of course, you know, you got the other double standard. General Flynn. Yeah. Why did they go in the early days of the Trump White House when there's nothing but chaos going on? I sent them, Comey bragged, to take advantage of the chaos. And they went there under false pretenses. And then you have the raid at Roger Stone's house. And then you have the raid at Paul Manafort's house. Paul Manafort's book, I'm telling you, it's great. It just came out Tuesday. We had him on the program. It's called Political Prisoner. You know, persecuted, prosecuted, but still speaking out. That's him. But never silenced. Anyway, so we're going to watch very closely what happens with all of this. The FBI unit leading the Mar-a-Lago probe earlier ran discredited Trump Russia investigation, according to another report out today, Real Clear Investigations. At the FBI division overseeing the investigation of Trump's handling of classified material at Mar-a-Lago is also the focus of John Durham's investigations of the Bureau's alleged abuses of power and corruption and political bias during the Russiagate probe. The FBI's 9-hour, 30-agent raid of the former president's estate is part of counterintelligence, a case run out of Washington, not out of Miami. Interestingly enough, we have an FBI bureau in Miami. Why didn't they do it there? Why didn't they run it out of that office, the Miami field office? Anyway, according to an FBI documents and sources with knowledge of the matter, the Bureau's counterintelligence division led the 2016-2017 Russia collusion investigation. I mean, oh, so we got the same bad actors, maybe those that we haven't even heard of, working on this case yet again, another attempt to take down Donald Trump. You know what this is all about? I think Trump is right in this observation. Donald Trump sat down with all these people and said, what? All right, we're going to look into the legality of this Judge Reinhardt and his ruling. We'll check in with Greg Jarrett and David Schoen will join us later on. Dr. Oz. It's amazing. We got another Biden basement bunker candidate, and his name is John Fetterman, who won't answer a single question, who's only been seen twice since he had his stroke and is to the left of Bernie Sanders. And the media in Pennsylvania is giving this guy a pass. And that's got to stop. And if they won't do their job, we'll do it for them, like we always often have to do. These races are too important in Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, New Hampshire. We got to pay attention to Ohio, Pennsylvania, Missouri, Arizona, Nevada. These Senate races matter. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter in The Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by The Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.